Hello, welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT Podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, and we're going to be talking today with Bill Bayless, CEO of American Campus Communities, about a recent milestone for the company and where things are heading right now in the student housing sector. So let's go ahead, welcome him on. Bill, how are you doing?
Doing well. Good morning. How are you today?
Doing very well. Thank you. Appreciate you coming on. Tell us a little bit about your 100th property at the University of West Virginia.
Yeah, and we are very excited in that the West Virginia University is actually my alma mater. And so I started my career in student housing as a student resident assistant at West Virginia University. And as fate would have it, 25 years later, American Campus's 100th development project just happened to be at my alma mater. And so it was a special milestone for the company, given, you know, now more than $4.5 billion in development for the organization. Those 100 developments are a combination of developments we did for our own account as well as for our college and university partners. And the fact that it did take place for me where it all began was especially special.
And, I mean, 100, campus communities around the country, that's quite a few. So if I asked one of your partners, one of these universities, what it's like working with American Campus Communities, what the benefits are, what do you think they'd tell me?
You know, first and foremost, for colleges and universities across the country, all of them tend to suffer from the restrained capital environment in terms of state budgets. And so when you go back 20 to 30 years ago, when colleges and universities had the ability to fund all of the capital projects that they wanted to undertake, the real paradigm shift that has existed is that now they have to rely upon the private sector to provide facilities and capital projects that are non-core. They preserve their capital for the academic and classroom and research facilities, and they rely upon the private sector to bring our balance sheet to play for them in ancillary services such as student housing. And what they would say that's unique about American Campus is the fact that we, as an owner-operator, bring the same focus in terms of creating environments that are conducive to academic achievement and support their academic mission versus just building real estate. And so while they're outsourcing as it relates to utilizing someone else's capital, they're not having to sacrifice the quality of the intangible environment that they attempt to create in their own student housing and that we do on their behalf.
So supporting the academic mission of the universities, how does American Campus achieve that?
You know, well, and it go back to where we started this conversation. Now, I mentioned that when I was in college, I was a resident assistant in a residence hall owned by West Virginia University called Summit Hall. And everyone here at ACC, 17 of us who are now in senior management, started as RAs in college. And so for us, understanding creating an environment through, one, how we design our communities, making sure that we create points of interaction and quiet zones and truly creating facilities where students can study. Also, the way we staff them. We still have on-site student staff that does an array of educational, recreational, and social programming. And we make sure that we maintain an environment that is conducive to academic achievement, and our properties aren't places where students party and have activities that aren't academically oriented. And so we make sure that how we build, design, and how we behave as managers facilitates that environment. And that's the intangible that mom and dad are also looking for. If a parent believes that where they're putting their son and daughter gives them a better opportunity to make better grades and to graduate on a quicker timeline, then that's a product they're willing to pay for.
And then you mentioned the evolution in the industry in terms of funding. Looking ahead, are there any more kind of evolutions or paradigm shifts coming up that you're keeping an eye on?
Yes, there really are. When you go back 20 years ago when we founded the company, a lot of the on-campus development that we were doing was either where the university was hiring us as a service provider because of the expertise that we had in design and delivery, and we were using a lot of project-based financings through their foundations. There's been a real movement toward real privatization. We have a program called ACE American Campus Equity, where the university leases us land for an 85-year period, and we then privately fund, develop, own, and in most cases manage their on-campus housing. And so we pioneered that program in 2007 at Arizona State University with President Michael Crow. We now have over 5,000 beds on their campus. We're working on another 2,000 beds in projects. And it has really become a national trend. We've now done transactions of that particular nature at Princeton, also at the University of Southern California. We're up to 21 projects representing about $1.7 billion in asset value in that arena. So it really is an emerging trend to have pure, true ownership of on-campus student housing.
Well, sounds like a lot going on, Bill. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It was great chatting with you as always.
And thank you for joining us, too. For the NAREIT Podcast, I'm Alan Kenny.